with guns in their hands and God on their side.
That is Bob Dylan with God on Our Side. Check him out, the whole song is quite brilliant. We're joined now by Tony Leah, the author of The Truth About the 37 Oshawa GM Strike. Are you there, Tony? Hello? Well, I gather he's not. we'll try to get him. There. Are you there, Tony?
I'm here. Hi.
We almost missed you. It was a flyby. We were just, you were on the dark side of the... Anyhow, Tony, there's this, the domestic headlines, the biggest issue that seems to be chewed on by all parties and business is this, over the past week or so, has been this discussion of what's going on with Stellantis, one of the big three. They used to be Chevy or something, right?
No, Chrysler.
They were what? What were they?
Chrysler.
Oh, Chrysler. Okay.
Stellantis is the current incarnation of Chrysler.
Yeah. Now, the headline was that they're thinking of that the company says, yes, they were going to open a, they were supposed to create a model and bring back the workers after they had shut down a Jeep plant, I guess. And then they said that now they've got a, they apparently they picked up the aroma of the subject of electric vehicles. So they say, well, we're thinking about putting a an electric vehicle, Chinese electric vehicle operation in that plant. So what is going on there, and bring us up to date on how everybody's reacting?
Yeah, I'll give a little bit of background first. The plant was shut down a little over 2 years ago to be retooled, and it was supposed to be producing the Jeep Compass. But once the tariffs hit, Stellantis paused that work. So almost all the workers have been on layoff. Some of them were inside doing this preparatory work. But that was paused. And then that's a little over a year ago now. And then after months of dithering and not saying anything about what the plans were, Stellantis announced that the Jeep Compass was going to be built in the United States in Belvidere. And that
following Trump's orders, right?
Basically following Trump's orders, yes. That he wanted more product. He wanted the companies to produce vehicles in the United States, not in Canada, not anywhere else. And Stellantis announced that there was now no product for the Brampton plant. There's about 3,000 workers there that are now in their third year of being laid off. And the governments of Ontario and Canada had contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to Stellantis in support of keeping jobs in Canada and their plants. Whether that was necessary or warranted or not, it was big bucks that they got from government. And so, of course, the question to the government is, are you going to allow Stellantis to break its word here and not provide anything for these workers? And so there's been discussion. According to the federal government, they are in some sort of dispute resolution process to look at the contract that they signed with Stellantis to see what can be done. And in the course of those discussions, somebody leaked a story that Stellantis was preparing to have Leap Motor, which is a Chinese vehicle manufacturer, produce vehicles in the Brampton plant. Now, Stellantis already has an arrangement with Leap Motor. They're 20% owner of Leap Motor. So this would be a way of them maintaining control of the plant and doing something to produce vehicles. But the way the story was leaked, this was not going to be an assembly operation, but merely putting together kits. So there are some automakers historically that, as a cheap way to export vehicles, build the vehicle, knock it down into parts, which they put in a crate, which they ship wherever it's going, and then it gets reassembled. So there are very few jobs at the far end of that process. Mm. And the story was that is what Stellantis was planning with Leap Motor. Unfortunately, we don't know the truth of that. That's an allegation. If it was true, it would mean not very many jobs in Brampton with 3,000 people on layoff. So mm-hmm. it clearly would not be a very advantageous agreement. But Stellantis has not confirmed that, and the federal government has not confirmed it.
Mm-hmm. So there's been Ford, Premier Ford has joined in the discussion. Your leader of Unifor has. But I don't hear them any enthusiasm on the subject of electric vehicles. I mean, the Stellantis thing is turning on, well, there wouldn't be any jobs. So it's basically they're cheating the Canadian public out of their money and not delivering the jobs. But I don't hear any enthusiasm, except maybe perhaps the Prime Minister, but for electric vehicles themselves, or proposal, for example, to make arrangements with the Chinese government or the Chinese, I should say, automakers, to build cars here.
Yes, you would think that the response to these stories would be demanding full assembly and providing security for the workers. And in the long term, I think that that would mean raising the idea of public ownership or partial public ownership, because the problem that we have seen repeatedly over the last number of years is that corporations have the power and make the decisions and close plants if they think it's better for them. They have no commitment to the country or the communities or the workers. They do what maximizes their profits. Yeah. And they also, frankly, as you pointed out, kowtow to the government to the south of us, to particularly Trump. And he, when he says, build your vehicles here, they're pretty quick to do that.
And of course,
so
his favorite,
as long as
yeah.
they are in control, mm-hmm. we're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that at some point here, the idea has to be raised that it's not good enough just to have GM or Ford or Stellantis in control, making the decisions, but being funded out of the public purse.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, by the way, on that, everybody should remember, Trump never stops saying, drill, baby, drill. He's committed, deeply committed, coal, gas, et cetera, frankly, oil. He talks oil almost every time he talks about anything on the earth. Mm-hmm. And we all know that he's, you know, headed for hell in a handbasket if we go that direction.
Yeah.
Now, you raise public ownership. I think it's striking. I don't know why it's not big news that the new leader of the NDP actually talks about public ownership in the field of auto manufacturing. Can you talk about that?
Sure. And I think that is one of the exciting things about the program that Abby Lewis put forward in his campaign to be the leader, and one of the reasons that he was successful. And just a couple of weeks ago, he was in Ingersoll, where a GM plant has been closed under very similar circumstances to what's happened to the Stellantis plant in Brampton, where GM had originally, it was building vehicles there and said they were going to stop. because they're putting their investments in the U.S. And Avi met with workers and local executive people at the plant at Cami in Ingersoll. There's about 1,200 workers who are on layoff, have been on layoff for about a year, and posted a little video of him in front of the plant with the vehicles they build there, which are electric delivery vans, or were electric delivery vans they were building there. And the president of the local, Steve Pye, and he said, this is a quote from Abby from this short video that he posted, "The world, Canada, needs electric delivery vans. So the government should have been buying them. And if it's under public ownership, you don't have to worry about getting screwed by an American corporation or by Donald Trump." Mm-hmm. You know, so he was very clear about what he felt needed to be done there. And he actually had been raising the issue of the Cami plant from the day that GM announced they were closing it back last October. Mm-hmm. And raising the same idea that the problem is not having government mandates. And at that time, he talked about the film that he had made with Naomi Klein, his partner, back 20 years ago in Argentina when plants were being shut down and some workers saw the solution as being taking over the plants and operating themselves.
And he was supportive of that. It is a remarkable development. By the way, I think that the mainstream media and certainly the liberals and conservatives, they basically want to handle this by pretending he didn't say that. You did say that the president of the local was there and agreed with him, right? Of the Ingersoll local.
Yeah.
See, that's news.
The executive and workers from the plant are all featured in Abby's video.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do need to flip it over in the sense of, you pointed out, Canadian taxpayers, public, put up the money for Stellantis. Stellantis took the money, thank you very much, and then they double-crossed us. And then, but they operate like sacred cows, and they say, oh, well, of course, everything has to be the private sector. The public has a right to say, why isn't it the public sector that matters, because the country is made up of the public, and the private would have to do what the public wants. So, you know, it should be perhaps a privilege that you're allowed to operate, but you better do as we say.
Yes, and GM took hundreds of millions of dollars as well before they closed the
plant. And they kept it.
And which they have kept, yes. And Abby pointed that out very, very clearly. So and, of course, came under attack from those people who find his approach shocking because the perceived wisdom in this country politically is, as you say, that everything has to be run by corporations. And unfortunately, we have union representatives who also seem to believe that the auto industry can't succeed unless it's the existing private corporations, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, and maybe Toyota, although they don't represent workers at Toyota or Honda. Mm-hmm. And they can't get their heads around the idea that there's another way that would provide better security for workers and a better, a more balanced industry. Because right now, the auto industry in Canada exists only to build vehicles for export to the United States. Over 90% of vehicles assembled in Canada go to the U.S. So what we have is foreign corporations building vehicles here so they can sell them at a higher profit in the U.S. And nobody is building vehicles that Canadians want. And that's what, you know, one of the things that's got to change and could change if if the right policies were put in place, and could include joint ventures with companies in China, which are miles ahead of the North American auto companies in building those kind of vehicles that are electric and affordable and high quality, and that a lot of Canadians would want.
And what they build matches the pocketbook of the Canadian worker.
Absolutely.
It's not a super truck that you can park on a narrow street somewhere, but it's actual high-quality vehicles to get you back and forth and around the city and the country.
Right. And, you know, you and I had talked earlier about the attacks on Abbey when he puts it in that context, and where his program calls for public mandates and government ownership. The premier of Alberta, Danielle Smith, calls that pretty communist. she says that this is her complaint. They talk about nationalizing everything from food to building houses to construction companies. They want everyone to have a heat pump and take an EV bus to work. and of course, that's horrible in her mind. Whereas, I think that a lot of people would say, well, that sounds pretty good to me. Give me my heat pump.
Yeah. Yes. It's send the RCMP out to check who's got a heat pump and pick him up. That's brilliant stuff. This is now a federal issue. We're very fortunate. It's actually Avi's putting this on the agenda, although the media is doing their best to kind of keep that a secret. Tony Leo, we really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right.